Now here is Jane to introduce our last group of stories from the evening news.
Our final group of stories covers varied topics: rail travel disruption, the Trowse Railway Bridge, COVID jabs, and a really unusual job opportunity. Liverpool Street Station will be closed several times in March. There is pressure to replace the Trowse Swing Bridge on the Norwich to London Liverpool Street railway line. More than 500,000 COVID and flu jabs have been delivered to Norfolk and Waveney in a few months. And finally, are you looking for a new job as a pagan priest? Before Robin rushes off to apply, I will ask him to tell us about the Liverpool Street closures.
A railway operator is warning passengers of delays as a major train station is set to close for 5 days next month for essential works. Network Rail has announced London Liverpool Street Station and its concourse will be closed on certain weekends in March. The dates include March the 15th, March the 21st, March the 22nd, March the 28th, and March the 29th. Essential engineering works needs to be carried out, and it will affect all Greater Anglia services running into London. These works are being done to keep the infrastructure running reliably and safe for all rail users. Passengers are encouraged to check before travelling by using nationalrail.co.uk or by visiting train operator websites, and to leave extra time to complete journeys.
Fresh pressure is being mounted on government ministers to take action over a bottleneck railway bridge to help speed up trains and unlock the building of hundreds of new homes. City leaders are pushing for the Trowse Swing Bridge on the edge of Norwich to be replaced, to help realise long-term ambitions for faster trains and the revamp of vacant sites, such as at the former Coleman's Mustard Factory. The railway line over the bridge, which opens to allow access to the historic port of Norwich, established by an Act of Parliament, is single track. But there have been long been calls to replace the bridge with one which is double-tracked. It would cost millions of pounds, but also presents an opportunity to remodel Trowse Junction. That is seen as key to enabling easier access to proposed new homes and businesses at the former Coleman's Carrow worksite, the Deal Ground and May Gurney sites in Trowse, plus the utilities site near Whittlingham. Alice MacDonald, Labour MP for Norwich North, has raised the issue of the bridge with Rail Minister Lord Hendy and has pushed for government financial support for the project.
More than 500,000 COVID and flu vaccinations have now been delivered across Norfolk and Waveney, according to new NHS figures. Health chiefs are now urging anyone eligible for the jabs to come forward as vaccinations are still available. While the deadline has passed to get vaccinated against COVID-19 this year, the flu programme will run until March the 31st. Kate Keeling, Head of Immunisations at NHS Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board, said the numbers represented a significant public health achievement. Delivering more than 500,000 COVID-19 and flu vaccinations across Norfolk and Waveney in just a few months is a huge achievement, and it reflects the incredible commitment of our NHS teams and partners working together across the system, she said.
A Norwich jail is hunting for a pagan chaplain to carry out ancient rituals for banged up cons. Her Majesty's Prison Norwich has quietly advertised the part-time role inside the Category B jail in Knox Road. But prison top brass have made it clear no naked worship is allowed. Incense, rune stones, crystals and tarot cards may also be used under supervision. The job advert says the recruit will provide faith-based and pastoral care to prisoners and staff. Official prison service guidance reveals pagan worship can involve chanting, rituals, and setting up a small altar. The role pays up to £37,887 a year pro rata, plus a civil service pension. Applicants must be proven members of the pagan community, with training across more than one tradition. Applications close on February 27th.